We're in Parshat Lech Lecha. We're learning the first piece on page Samech Bet, Lech Lecha. Vayomar Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecha mi'artzcha u'melaretzcha mitavicha el ha'aretz she'areka. God says to Avram, the first words to the first Jew, to leave your land and your birthplace and your father's household and go to the land that I will show you. Itav Midrash, it says in the Medrash Rabbah, Amar Rabbi Levi, Shtei Pa'amim Kativ Lech Lecha. It says Lech Lecha to Avraham twice over the course of these two parshiot. Ve'in anu yodim eze chaviva ima shnia ima rishona. And we don't know which one is more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it was the second one or the first one. Mimadichtiv el eretz amoria, the fact that the second time it says Lech Lecha, it says go to Eretz HaMoriah, that somehow indicates that it's the more beloved of the two. The first time it says Lech Lecha is here, when he tells Avraham Avinu to go. That's all he tells him, just go, start the journey of Jewish history and go to Eretz Yisrael, which he doesn't even know is Eretz Yisrael yet. He says, go to the land that I will show you. And the second test that he's mentioning here is according to some countings, the final test of Abraham, which is where he says, Lech Lecha, to go and sacrifice Yitzchak at Akedat Yitzchak. So here he's understanding the second one, Akedat Yitzchak, to be more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hainu, the Mistapek, Bein Shnei Nisniot Shneamru B'Lashon Lech Lecha Eze Gadol VeChaviv Yoter. That the Medrash here is has a suffix, it's unsure. Which of the two tests that are mentioned here with the words Lech Lecha are more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we just said? Is it the test of having to leave everything behind and simply go without even knowing the exact nature of the destination? Or the test of the Akedah? But this is very odd. How could you compare these two tests at all? The test of the Akedah is beyond any understanding. You can't make a comparison between the two. He was told to give his son as a sacrifice. Not even to sacrifice himself. To sacrifice his son. And then when he said, sacrifice your son, when he said to the son that you love, that he was just burning with his love of Yitzchak. And the end of the sentence was, bring him as an Akedah. Bring him as a Korban. How can you even compare the two tests? There's nothing to talk about. How could you ask which one's more beloved? We also explain that which it says, very odd the phraseology of Lech Lecha. Rashi understands this word go lecha to literally mean go for yourself, for your benefit. That's how he translates it, lahana atcha ulatov atcha, for your benefit and for your good, which in a different pace in Nitzivot Shalom, in a few pieces from now, he actually just explains what that means. What does it mean what's the maila of Avram Avinu going? If God says go because it'll be good for you, so then why is Avram Avinu going? For him, because it's good for him. So why would that be some sort of big mile or big test for Avram? And he deals with that in a different piece here. It's an important question on that Rashi. But he's saying here that Rashi says that it's for your good. But if he's understanding that Lech Lecha means go for your good, however we understand that. So in this case, somehow by going to Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be for his good. Okay, for sure. But how do you explain Lech Lecha as meaning Lahana'atcha ulutovatcha in the context of Akedat Yitzchak? How can that possibly be the meaning of Lech Lecha by Akedat Yitzchak? And if he understands that's what Lech Lecha means here, assuming that's what Lech Lecha means there, go for you, it's for your good. Go for your good to go shecht your son. How do we understand that? Odi Shlavin, Tenematzinu B'Torah, Gimel Pa'amim, Davar Hashem al Avram B'Lashon Halicha. There are three times in the Torah that we find God commanding Avraham to go and walk. Lech Lecha mi'artzcha u'melaretzcha mitavicha, the beginning of our Parsha. When he says, Hitalech lifanai veheye tamim, walk before me and be tamim, and lech lechal eretz amoriyah v'nisim akidah, v'yishlavin mamashmut bazeh. What is the nature of these three halichot that he's telling him to do in these three instances? V'yishlamar ha'inyan, t'nei b'vo'ar b'yisod ha'avodah, it says in another sefer of the Slonimer, b'shem ha'ariyah kadosh, in the name of the Arizal, Te'inu dome adam le'adam miyom riat adam v'hala v'in adam echad yechol etaken mash al chaviro letaken. The Arizal says that there are no two people who are the same. From the creation of the world, from the creation of the first man, from the creation of Adam and Chava, there are no two people that were ever created that were the same. And so too, no person can ever do the tikkun in this world of another person. Everybody's here, everybody's unique, every single one of us is unique, and therefore every single one of us has our own unique tikkun, our own unique fixing to do in this world. If we weren't unique, and if we didn't have unique fixing, we wouldn't exist. We'd have no purpose to exist. And the very fact that we exist means that I am unique, that I'm here because I need to be here for something that only I can do, and that's the tikkun that I need to make in this world. Meaning that every single person has their destiny, has their purpose, has their goal, has their appointed goal of what they're supposed to accomplish in this world over the course of their lifetime. And for that reason, the person was put in this world in order to fix this. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid l'chol echad et kol ha'nisibot v'atina'im sheyuchal al yadam l'taken et asher tafkido l'taken. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu establishes for every single person all of the necessary conditions, all of the things that they would need in order to do that fixing that they are intended to fix. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just give us a goal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you are in this world because you need to fix X, Y, and Z. You need to create that tikkun in this world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu then also sends us in this world with the toolkit that we need to do that job. Along with that, when He puts us in this world, He puts us in this world along with all of the tools that we need in order to fulfill our purpose in this world. Kol tznai ha-chaim shel ha-adam b'gashmit v'ruchaniyut ha-tivim ha-ra'im kulam nitnu lo kefi ha-shayach l'takein olamo. Everything that a person was given in their lifetime, in the physical and in the spiritual, the good things and the bad things, every single aspect of our lives, they were all given to us, each and every one of us, in direct correlation with that which we're supposed to fix in this world. Because only through these means can we reach our destination, can we reach our the place that we're supposed to get to. And without them, we can't fix that which we're meant to fix. And since every single one of us has its our own unique purpose, our own unique goal in what we're supposed to fix, our own unique destiny, therefore the things that each of us have are different. The things that each of us have in our life are different. We're all given different kochot. We're all given different parents. We're all born into a different lifestyle. We're all given different attributes. We're all given different things which we're skilled at and which we're not skilled at. Every single thing about the entirety of our life that we're born into is all with the goal in mind. The line from Lechadodi that, I don't know if Nishirim, but I often quote across Shirim because it's such a powerful line and something which is requires a lot of contemplation. Is Sof Ma'aseh B'machshava Tchila. That which is last in act is always first in thought.
But can you like say that again?
Sof Ma'aseh, that which is last in act, in action, that which takes place last, B'machshava Tchila is first in thought. Meaning that, for example, in the creation of the world, so the Eretz and the Shemayim are created first. What's the goal of creation? What's the centerpiece of all of creation? Mankind. It's actually not 100% true, but let's go with it. Mankind. Was mankind created first or last? Last. The goal of creation was to get to mankind. That was that, but he was created last. Sof Ma'aseh, that which is created last, is first in thought. And everything that happens along the way is all to pave the way to get to that destination, is to get to that goal. That's how we should go about everything in life. You go to, I've been to many different courses in many different areas, and everybody thinks that there were mechadesh this in their particular area. It's just true across all things. It all comes from Sof Ma'aseh B'machshava Tchila. Everybody will tell you, you never start from point A and try to figure out where you're going. You always define point B, you define your destination, then you figure out where you are, and then you draw a straight line to get from where you are to where you're headed. That's how you do it. You always start with the goal in mind. You always start with point B. That could be whether you're preparing a shiur. What's your learning goal? What's your destination? What do you want people to walk out with understanding? You start with point B, and then you start building the shiur in order how to get there. How are you going to pave the way to get there? You're going on a road trip. You decide, where do you want to get to? You pick a destination on the map. Figure out where you are and which road is the most direct route. Right? You're a doctor. The goal is to get the person to perfect health. So where are they now? What's lacking in their health? And how do I get them from point A to point B? What's the most direct route? What's the safest route? What's the healthiest way to get them from point A to point B? But that's how you go through everything in life. And so what it's saying here is that from the moment that we're born, the fact that I'm born means that I'm unique. And the fact that I'm born means that I have something unique that only I can fix in the world, or I wouldn't be here. And from the moment that I'm born, Sof Maaseh Makshavat Tchila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu places me in the situation, the context, with the conditions, and with the kochot that I need to accomplish what I need over the course of my lifetime. That only I can accomplish. And it's an incredible thing to contemplate. It's not just that we're all here and we all should be doing Avodas Hashem. Whatever it is that you're here for, I can't do. And the world won't reach its tikkun no matter how hard I try, unless you fulfill your purpose. And no matter how hard you try, the world won't reach its tikkun until you fulfill your purpose. And no matter how hard you both try, you guys are stuck because you can't get the world to its purpose unless I do what I'm supposed to do here. We're all in this together. But each one of us has our unique purposes. And when we think about it so often, you know, you think about like, well, this person has this opportunity and this koach and this capacity. It would be so much easier if only I were born into that family. If only I were born looking like this person. If only I were born being as strong as that person. If only I was born with that kind of affluence. If only I was born with that kind of Torah in the household. If I was born with this, that, the other thing. The answer is no. If I were born with what that person had, then I wouldn't be here because they already have that job. And I'm given the conditions that I need in order to do the job that I need to do. That's the beauty of it. That's the empowerment of it. Every one of us has that unique tafkid, and therefore everything, Sof Maaseh Makshavat Tchila, everything that happens the moment that we're born is putting us in that context that we need in order to create the person who we need to be in order to get to that goal.
So I know we all have our individual tafkid, but from my understanding, it's based off of a previous person who didn't fulfill or finish their tafkid. Sorry, you say that.
If you want to get really deep, presuming that this is correct, this is my small understanding of very big concepts. It may not be necessary to go this deep, but I think it's an opportunity. Is that we all come from Adam and Chava. Not just that Adam and Chava produced everybody that exists in the world because they were the first people, but originally there was just supposed to be Adam and Chava at the end. We're told, Ki sheish yatamim masa Hashem et hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz, that God created the world to... No, ki sheish yatamim, we often translate as, in 6 days did God create the heavens and the earth. What the pasuk actually means is, Ki sheish yatamim, God created the world to be 6 days long. And put Adam and Chava in the world. Adam and Chava were told, were given a mitzvah, were given a tafkid. What was their tafkid?
Don't eat
the fruit. Did they live up to it? No. Whatever the cosmic significance of not eating from the Yetzer HaRa Tovah was, which is definitely not our topic at this particular moment. And according to the deeper sources and my understanding of them, is then all of history changes. Instead of us going from day 6 to day 7 to the eternal Shabbat that we daven for every week in benching, Harachamanu Yanchilenu, Yom Shekulo Shabbat Umnuchal HaChayolim, we ask for that eternal Shabbos. What eternal Shabbos? The eternal Shabbos that would have been the first Shabbos had we not sinned. But then all of history opened up. And every single person that exists is actually a fragment of Adam or Chava's soul to fix one aspect of that which was broken back then to get us back to Gan Eden and then eventually to succeed in Gan Eden and then to get us to Olam Haba. My understanding of things. What that means is that, it's beautiful because it breaks down the barriers between the two of you. You're both part of Chava's neshama. And that's part of Kol Yisrael. Ravim Zeba said the fact that we all really are working toward one goal with our own unique aspect. So, you're not fixing something that somebody else didn't fix. First of all, you all come from Chava. Second of all, not only do all of our neshamas come from that source neshama of Chava, of Adam and Chava, right, depending on who we are, but that over time, you were meant to fix something. So if you didn't fix it in one lifetime, so Api Kabbalah, there's a concept of Gilgulim, of the soul coming back down. And if the soul comes back down, that if a soul completes part of its purpose but not its whole purpose, it keeps coming down. It keeps coming down. It keeps coming down until it finally fulfills its tafkid. So you've been here before. And whatever's left to do, that's what you have left to do. We're 5,778 years down the path of history. So now all that's left is that little bit left that before, whoever you were was not able to finish fixing, being mitzakein. That's what you're down to. Those are those of us who are left. That's what we're here to do. So that was a Kabbalistic answer to your question, but it's an important way of looking at things, that it unifies, it gives context to the unity of our purpose and the individuality of our missions and the fact that I'm not responsible for somebody else, we're all responsible for each other, but also I'm responsible for whatever I didn't yet do until this point, and that's why I'm still here. Clear enough? Accepting the fact that we just talked about super deep things without giving it enough context? Okay. Tof. Just one last thing before we go on, as long as we sort of hinted to it already. I asked you what the centerpiece of creation was, and your answer was? So what's the real answer to the question? Just for sake of completion of the concept, and because we sort of hinted to it already. When do we say Sof Masav Machshava Tchila? Where does that come from? What tefillah? L'chadodi. When do we say L'chadodi? On Shabbat, not on the 6th day, on the 7th day. That the goal is Olam Haba. The goal of creation is the existence in which we receive the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bestow us. That's really the goal of creation. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give goodness. He wants to give us Olam Haba. Since he really, really wanted to give Olam Haba to somebody, he had to create us so we could receive it. But the source of the whole, the real Sof Masav Machshava Tchila, the real goal of creation, is Shabbat, is God's desire, is, so to speak, God's desire to give goodness. That's what we did in Derech Hashem earlier today. That's what's on the board.
Is Olam Haba supposed to be Shabbos?
Shabbos is Mein Olam Haba. But it can be Mein Olam Haba because originally Shabbat was going to be Olam Haba, which is going to be Olam Haba, period. But because we sinned, we created this reality of Shabbat that would repeat every single week until we eventually reached that Yom Shekolo Shabbat Um Nuchalach
Ayolamim. Really,
God didn't need to create anything. God, again, this is all speaking B'lashon B'nei Adam. We don't know why God does anything.
Right.
B'lashon B'nei Adam. God, quote-unquote, wanted to give of his goodness, and so he created that a being to receive the goodness, and that's us. But that's why you work backwards. The seventh day is Shabbos. That's the giving of the goodness. That's Mayon Olam Haba. That's the reward in the world to come. One step backwards is mankind, the being that's going to receive that goodness. One step back is the animals, and then working backwards, that all of those things are created for man, and then that was created for that, meaning everything is all created for the thing that came before it, because Sof Masav Machshava Tchila, every step of the way. And then it helps create a paradigm again, in the same way that if you want to go and you want to travel, you want to go on a road trip, you know where you're headed, you know where your destination is, every single step of that journey is meaningful in that it was a necessary prerequisite to get to the final destination. Coming back to our piece, because I still don't know how this has to do with Lech Lecha yet. Those are all important and beautiful concepts in and of themselves. Let's see where he's going within the context of Lech Lecha. Literally, like, basically the center of the paragraph after the period. V'kivan shelakol echad yesh tafkid v'yud miyuchad. First word is miyuchad. Since every single person has their own purpose in this world, their own destiny, their only destiny in this world. Lekach shonim tznai ha'chaim shakol achad. Therefore, everybody's conditions of life are different. Lezeh chayav kalim, v'lashni ha'chaim kashim yoter. For some people, life is easier. For some people, life is harder. Uveofen klali Hare gam kifi hanir'eh le'inayim yish lechol adam et yichudo shel mahalich chayav she'ein lihashvot lemahalich chayav shel acherim. And in a general way, even as we can see with our own eyes, every single person has their own unique path that's totally different from everybody else's path. Just to emphasize that point, like one of the most frustrating things in my job, I love talking one-on-one with people about what they're going through. The frustrating part of it is when people come and they expect it because they're coming to, again, I don't know if we should necessarily assume that just because I went to Smichel for a few years that I have the title rabbi that I have any answers at all, let alone the answers. But let's pretend rabbis have answers. Gedolim have answers. Let's pretend rabbis also have answers, right? That the presumption that, like, I'm going to have a quick answer for somebody, I never have a quick answer for anybody. Because of this. This is the point. There is no quick fix. There is no answer that's shaveh l'chol nefesh. You need to unpack that person's story, understand where they're coming from. If you sit in front of somebody and say, like, listen, I'm having an issue, and you say, like, such this happened, and you explain the situation in two sentences. It was like, oh, okay, do this, this, and this, and everything will be fine. You want to question that. Because you have a goal, and you have a journey, and your mahalik ha-chaim is totally different than anybody else's. And yes, there are patterns. And yes, there are general principles. But I need to get to know you and where you're at to understand where you're really coming from within the context even of that general mahalich of what's your journey within that context? Because everybody's different. And that's what he's saying here. Is when we think about like how to deal with life, there are no quick answers in life because the answer has to be tailored for me. If the answer isn't tailored for me, then I'm never going to get to my destination. Because each one of us has a unique destination to get to. That everybody has their unique destination, their unique purpose. That they have all of the necessary conditions in order to get to fulfill that purpose. And even the most difficult things in a person's life, even the most difficult situations that a person goes through in life, they're given to that person in order that they should get to their tikkun, which is also such a different way of looking at life. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us something that seems impossible, that seems hard, that crushes us, that breaks us, that makes us break down into tears, to remember that whatever this is, no matter how hard this is, no matter how quote-unquote unfair it seems, no matter how bad it seems, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to me because somehow this is a necessary part of my journey to get to my destination. And we all experience it. Issues we have as kids, struggles we had in high school. Both of you went to Israel. For those of us who went to Israel, struggles we had in Shana Aleph or in Shana Bet, struggles we have in college, struggles for Gishir Tel, struggles that you have when you get married, struggles that you have when you have kids. All of these things. Those moments where you're like, this is just, why? The answer is, because I need it. That's the generic answer. Why do I need this? That's the specific answer. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving me that which I need in order to get to fulfilling my purpose in this world, to fix what I need to fix. That's the only reason it's happening. That's Hashkacha. That's believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach the world. She'ein Ra Yorid Min HaShemayim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never brings Ra from Shemayim. V'akol hu l'tovat ha'adam, everything is for the good of a person. Kedei she'yitakein bazeh et ha'shayach, to fix that which you need to fix. Shal yidei zeh yasig yi'udo v'tafkido be'olamo, that through this a person will be able to fix what they need to fix in this world and fulfill their purpose in this world. Hello. Questions, thoughts, comments?
Still waiting for the
lach. We'll get there. Sof masav machshavat chila. We'll get there. Bottom of the first page. Uvimiuchad shayach inyan ze binyanim haruchaniyim. These are specifically true in spiritual matters. Inyanei tiviyut utchunat hanefesh. The issues of our nature and our natural inclinations toward things, the internal world of a person, that every single person has their own nature, their own capacities that are unique to them. There are those who are born with midot, with attributes and capacities that are good. And there are those who suffer from a negative inclination. Negative midot. Nagua bakas o b'ta'ava. A person who's more naturally inclined toward anger or desire or egotism or all of these types of midot ra'ot. Next page. It's all there in order that a person should be able to fix that which they need to fix in this world. We often mistakenly think that it's only our good attributes that bring us to what we're meant to do in this world. I'm good at X, so I'm going to go and do X. This is easy for me, so I'm going to do that. That's often not the case. Often the opposite. Many of the deeper sources, many Baalei Hashkafa and Mekubalim point out, you know what your goal in life is? You find the thing that's the most challenging for you. You find that part of yourself that's the worst part of yourself. You find the midah that you're most struggling with. Say the Baalei Hashkafa and Mekubalim. That's a road sign, that's a neon sign blasting for you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is where you should be putting your efforts. This is where you should be doing your work. It's an incredible concept. It's the opposite of what we would think. If I'm somebody who's inherently drawn toward chesed, doesn't that mean I'm only supposed to do chesed? The answer is yes. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that capacity because you need to do chesed also. He wouldn't have given it to you. It's not Levat Allah. But if he gave me issues regarding Gvura and boundaries, then simply embracing my chesed side and going and spreading myself so thin that I wear myself down and I don't take care of myself and I don't take care of my inner world or my family or whatever it may be, then that's embracing the good character trait that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me at the expense of fulfilling my purpose of this world, which also involves me doing a tikkun on the level of gvura and establishing boundaries to do the things I need to do in a way that don't cross those lines. But the fact that that's hard for me, that's a road sign, that's exactly what I need to work on. That's how they talk about it. It's a gift that a Kaddish Baruch Hu lets us understand that those are our issues. Our issues are where we're supposed to be working. Adam la amal yulad, we were born in order to work. V'lo rak ha'tchunot ha'tovot b'viot ha'tol ha'yudot. It's not just our good attributes that bring us to our purpose. El agam ha'tchunot ha'ra'ot v'amidot ha'ra'ot. It's also the negative attributes. Sha'al yidei shemit gaber alehem, that through overcoming them, by breaking our negative attributes, we can get to our purpose in this world. Next paragraph. And that's all of the tests, so too by all of the tests that come across a person in their lifetime. That there are those that from Shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides them through very difficult tests. Until there are times, chas v'shalom, where a person can be angry at the hanaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave that person such difficult tests that it seems that the person can't overcome. And it's building our lives that way, not seeing it that way. That's how we see this difficulty coming. We're just like, how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu do this? There's no way to overcome. Ach emet hi shekol nisyonot ha'chayim ha'ovrim al ish yehudi. That every single test that comes to a Jew, hari kulam heim lehanatcha uletovatcha. It's all for your good. It's to help bring you to your destination. Every test that we go through brings us one step closer to perfection. That's lech lecha. That's lehanatcha uletovatcha. They're bringing us to fulfill our purpose. That through overcoming that test, I can get to my purpose in this world. That which Chazal say. How does a person really do tshuva? Says Chazal. I'll tell you how to be a real Baal tshuva, says Chazal. The only way to truly do tshuva, and here it's referring to a case of arayot, is it has to be at the same time, in the same place, with the same person. And the way that last time you were there in that same place, that time, with that person, you messed up, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings your way and you say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, why are you doing this to me? You know that I can overcome my ta'avot. I was, the last time, I was right here at this time with this person. You know what I did. Why would you have us cross paths again? The point is, Noah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a gift. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm bringing you to the same place, the same time, and same person. Do it right this time. I'm giving you an opportunity to fix it. An opportunity that shouldn't happen. There's no coincidence in life. There's such a thing as deja vu. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought me right back here. Because I'm giving you the opportunity to do tshuva. It's a gift. And that goes by any case in life, any situation in life. That's the worst nisayon possible. With your back, all, everything's the same. You know you can't overcome it. You failed it already. It's the same time, the same place, the same person. But really, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the way we need to see the world hashkafically, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu brought me here for my good. That by overcoming this test, this very same test, I'll be able to fix what I did and achieve the level of Baal Tshuva Gamor. It's a gift that only a Kadosh Baruch Hu could organize. This is what Lech Lecha means. This is what Lech Lecha means. Me'artzcha u'mulatzcha mitavicha, lech lecha. Go to you. Maze go to you. Haynu el yeudcha. Go to your unique destination, your unique destiny, your unique purpose. Lech lecha. El atikun nishmatcha mashatat zrich letachim ba'olam hazeh. The fixing of your neshama that you need to do in this world. Shezeu ikar tafkido shel Yehudi, because it's the purpose of a Jew in this world. Kedita b'torat avot, it says by the Slonimer. Ki gam im Yehudi ba'olam hazeh lomed umitpalel v'osik ma'asim tovim. I was actually gonna quote this before, but I didn't want to go there because it's really harsh. But he's quoting it here because it makes sense in the context of the piece. But I was thinking this earlier in the piece. He says that the Slonimer says this black on white. It's frightening. It's so powerful, but it's so frightening. Ki gamim Yehudi ba'olam hazeh, a person in this world, even if they spend their whole lives learning Torah and davening and doing maasim tovim, right? You guys are looking for the one? You guys are looking for the one? Right? You're looking for that person who's doing Torah and Avoda and Masim Tovim and Osek and all these things. You found the perfect from Jew. You got to be careful. You got to get to know him a little bit. You got to date a little bit. Get to know him a little bit. Harayim eino mitaken et Yehudo. Machasarik letaken b'olamo. If that person didn't fix what they're supposed to fix in this world, azai kishe olel olam ha'elyon. When that person goes to Olam Haba, who spent his whole life learning and davening and doing Avodas Hashem, Shoalimoto, they're going to ask him in Olam Ha'emes, Ma pa'alta b'olam hazeh? What did you accomplish? I sent you to this world for a reason. What did you accomplish? Pirush, sharei lo takanta ta'ikar, you didn't fix the main thing you were there to fix. Et shayataf kitchab l'taken shezeh haya yudabalo. You were here for a purpose and you didn't do what you were supposed to do. And the person can say, but I davened, and I learned, and I did mitzvos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say, yeah, I didn't need you not to struggle with that. So I made sure that you were born to a Gadol Hador, and that despite the fact that you were born to a Gadol Hador, was a Gadol Hador also understood how to parent, because that's what makes them a Gadol Hador, not just, again, a person who really understands. And he brought you up in a way where you sit on the derech, and you took in your parents' ways, and you were born into, you were literally born into the Beis Medrash, and you lived your whole life in the Beis Medrash. You know why I did that? Because I needed you to work on your Midah of Kas. And I needed you to teach people in the world about this. Or I needed you to accept the fact that you were only mediocre at learning. And you had a mind for medicine that would have brought refuahs to the world that nobody else could have done. And that after you, and bleary, what you were supposed to do was bleary-eyed, because you were born into that world, bleary-eyed at the end of the night when you got home after your residency, all I wanted you to do was to fight for that half an hour Seder every night. That was your goal.
Yeah,
your first 18 years, 20 years, 22 years, they were for free in the Beis Medrash.
Not all the different...
Because I needed you to have all of Torah with you, ready to go out into the world and make the tikkun that you were going to make. Whether it's externally, like the example we just gave of whether it be in medicine in that person's case, or whether it be that person needed to do the internal work of overcoming their negative midos. But if you don't do that, you miss the whole point, even if you do everything that you seemingly are supposed to do. That's why shidduch resumes are garbage. Why, they don't mean anything. He's black and white. He learns. He davens. Right? It's good if you want a guy who does chesed. So you also did hask. You got all the check marks. It doesn't matter. You got to know the person. Who's the person? You can't put a person on a piece of paper. People can look good on the outside, and then they could be good on the inside also, but you want to know who's the person. There's no right answer for everybody. There dafka is a different answer for everybody. And it has to include Torah, and it has to include tefillah, and it has to include mitzvot. But the balance is dependent on the individual. And that's what he's... If the Devot Shem wouldn't have said it, I couldn't say it. But he says it black on white. We're mechayev in this generation, more so than any other generation, to figure out. We talked about this in Shir Kali. We've talked about, I think we've actually both spoken about this individually also, because you guys are thinking people. Right? That the biggest chorban of this generation, one of the biggest chorbans of this generation is that we don't know who we are. It's the reason why there's so much of a focus on externalities, is the reason why we spend so much time on the internet, why we spend so much time on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and the public perception of ourselves, why there's a drug crisis that's killing people, why there's such an emptiness in this world, is because we're empty inside. Why are we empty inside? Not because we're empty. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't create us empty, chas v'shalom. Don't project your emptiness on God's creation of you. I'm not talking to you two specifically, dafka fuch by the two of you. That emptiness is because we don't, in this generation, think about who am I really? Why am I here? And it's a frightening question that we try to drown out with the noise of the outside world, that we try to drown out with endless feeds on Facebook and with endless binge-watching on Netflix and with endless time here and endless time this and endless time that. And even, I would say, an endless focus, even within the Torah world, on the aspects of Torah that don't require us to examine ourselves. A world where, in many areas of the Torah world, you sit and you learn about this shore and this ox scoring this animal and this person. You learn all these nuances. And you ask the person, do you have a Musar Seder? And they say, yeah, 5 minutes before bed. I'm very makbid because I think it's important to do Musar to learn it 5 minutes before I go to bed. You know what happens in the... You know where the 5 minutes before you go to bed go? Nowhere. You forget the last few things you learn before you go to bed. It doesn't do anything. These are things that we have to do. It's in the first siman of Shulchan Aruch. First siman of Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
He says, you must be Koveya, a Seder of Musar every day. Start from there. That's what he says. Because we don't learn Shulchan Aruch, siman Aleph. Why? Because we're so busy learning Chelek so-and-so because it's Shayach to this. Those are all important too. But Aleph Beis is the hard work that it takes to be a Jew. Not simply going along with the flow of what the world says a Jew is supposed to do. Even if it's in Torah, again, quoting the... what he's saying. Even if it's Torah, even if it's tefillah, even if it's Avodas Hashem. Not Torah, tefillah, or Masim Tovim. Avodas Hashem means you have to be la'avod. Bifnim. Inside. Who am I? Why am I here? What do you want from me? And if you're not struggling with that, you're not living. That's life. And everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us as a test is part of that process to force it out of us. And every single thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us as a milah is to force it out of us. And everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us as a difficulty in our personality, in our circumstances, to push it out of us. That's life. That's a real life. That's living life. That's how it has to be. It's antithetical to the way that the world wants us to think. I have quoted this in other shirim also. You've got to be very careful with nursery rhymes. Nursery rhymes are very dangerous. Very dangerous. First of all, they used to be the endings were very different back in the day. That's first of all. But second of all, one of my favorite ones that I always love to quote, because it's one of these things, again, you see how kind of benign they seem, but how dangerous they are. Row your boat. One of my favorite ones. How bad could row your boat possibly be? Row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. It sounds wonderful. It sounds beautiful. It's so peaceful. How if my life were that calm? Which way do streams go? Do they go upstream or downstream? Which way do they flow?
Downstream.
So row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Which way was he going in that boat? He was going downstream anyway. Why is he rowing? No reason. He's kidding himself to thinking that he's actually going somewhere. That he's in charge of his life. It's a person who takes no responsibility for life at all. I'm moving the paddle, but I'm just going the same way that the river was going to take me anyway. And if you do that, you know what happens? It may be merrily, 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 but life is but a dream. Life is totally meaningless. And when you wake up after 120, you'll have one of a little life. Scary concept. Things that we don't even realize that we assimilate from the outside world. What's the easiest route? What's the path of least resistance? No, in Judaism, the question is, what's the path of most resistance? That's living a life. Adam la'amal yulad. That's life. And the only way to know that is to dig deep inside, something we have such a struggle with in this generation, the hidbonanut, the contemplation, the self-reflection. Who am I and what do I need to accomplish? Why are these things coming my way? Why do I have these deficits? Why do I have these kochot? Where is that taking me? Sorry, that was far off, but I think it's so critical. So critical. And that's why it's the message to the first Jew. It's embedded into the first words that were said to the first Jew. It's because it's in our genes. It's who we're meant to be. Our people who are lech lecha. Who are always lech. We're always moving. There's no sitting and merrily going down anywhere. We're always actively fighting that stream. We're always moving. And where's the goal to get to? Lecha. To get to who we are. DNA. Hashorashim shel kol hatchunot vativiot novot migimel inanim elu.
Yeah, okay, fine. So let's just look at what it says now.
Sorry, I think I skipped. I apologize. Last word online is vizeh, middle of the paragraph. Vizehu diber Hashem al Abraham. Yeah, there we go. You forgot to bring Abraham back in. This is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram. Shenichlal bazeh gam hora'a lechlal Yisrael v'zor l'shal Avram. And this is what, again, as we said very clearly, is if it was to Avram, it means it's to all of his children. It was said to the first Jew because he was implanting it in the first Jew, so it would be implanted in all Jews for all generations and all time. Lech lecha, go to yourself, perush, lahagia el tikun ha'neshama shayach elecha, to fix the thing in your neshama that only you can fix. V'tachlitam yu'edet elecha, and the goal that only you can get to. Alecha latzeit me'artzecha, umularatcha, umbeit avicha, every single one of us has to leave our land, and our birthplace, and the house of our father behind. Hainu mikol atzanim atchnot tzviot shalcha, you have to leave all of the natural things that you were born with behind. You have to fight your nature. We were born to fight our nature.
But we said it earlier.
And leave it behind. Because all of our capacities and all of our natural inclinations, they come from these three things. There are capacities where their roots come from the land in which we live. L'chol eretz yesh et ha'tchunot ha'ra'ot ha'shayachim eleha, kigon retzicha v'gezel v'chadomeh. Every single land has its own negative perspectives on society and structures and reality and cultural influences that we have to leave behind. And they don't need to be killing and stealing. Those are exaggerated. The ones of our generation, the issues of our generation, are much more subtle. Issues of apathy, issues of emptiness, issues of fighting that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Where everybody in this world is determined to define themselves in whatever way possible, connected the way that they were created.
Yeah.
Think about where the world is at right now. It's almost like there's something wrong with you if you haven't found some aspect of yourself that is obviously who you were created as, and want to change that and wish you were somebody else. The issues of our generation are much more subtle. The inclinations of at least our Artsakha, although we're part of Western culture, it's the dominant culture in the world right now. Cultural ideas of postmodernism, multiple truths, instead of understanding, no, there's multiple perspectives on only one singular truth. There's no multiple truths. There's one truth, and I have my own unique perspective on that one truth. But there's only one truth according to Torah. All of these things that we take in that we have to realize are tainting our perception. We have to leave that behind. We don't even realize that it's a cultural influence until we finally pull ourselves out of it. There are those that are shy specifically to our birthplace, more locally. And those are the inclinations, the negative inclinations that come from our families. No family is perfect. And living in our family system with our parents and our siblings and our extended family, so there are certain things that we get wonderful, beautiful things from them, but there are also challenges that we get from them. They build the best parts of ourselves, but they also are going to define the worst parts of ourselves. They're the ones who bring us up. And to be able to leave behind the aspects that are negative. And those are deeper, because we literally grew up with those in the house. Those of Beit Avicha, And there are those again that come even directly from our parents. About that it says lech lecha, lehagia letikun letachlit shelcha, get to your goal, your endpoint, your destination, your purpose, your destiny. Alecha latzit, we have to leave behind kol atchunot haraot shel artzcha umol artzcha umitavicha, everything that we've subsumed from the culture around us. Western culture, for us living here, New York culture. We got the worst deal. New York culture. And then even from that, from our homes. The negative aspects from the house that we grew up in. To leave it all behind. Leave the negative parts behind. Take the good with. But leave the negative parts behind. Asher kol elu shayachim la'adam lefi shorash nishmato v'tafkido, that all which are specifically designed for a person based on their goal of their neshama. V'az tagi al artareka. Then, and that's the beauty at the end of the pasuk, you want to get to your destination? You want to get to your goal? You want to get to where you're supposed to end up? You want to get to point B on that map? El artareka? How do you get there? Only when you're lech lecha me'artzecha me'latcha me'betavicha. When you get to that tikkun agamor in this world, that's your final destination. That's our Sher Eka. I don't know how a person can go through life without reading this piece. I don't know. Now we can understand the question of Rabbi Levi when he says, I don't understand which was the more difficult test. When he said, lech lecha, leave behind your whole home and go, lech lecha to Haaretz Yitzchak, or Akedas Yitzchak. What's the meaning of the question? How do we understand it now? There are two types of tests that a Jew goes through. He's saying, what's more difficult? The eternal test, the lifelong test of leaving behind everything that you were built with to become the person that you need to become, because once you become that person, it's the last day of your life. Right? You've reached your goal. You no longer need to be an Olam HaZeh once you've reached that goal. That's a lifelong goal. Is that the harder test? The lifelong struggle of lech lecha, of getting to my goal? Is that the harder test? Those natural inclinations. That we're fighting that battle every second of every day. That every single step of our lives we're fighting that test. That our negative traits attack us and our taivas attack us. We need to be in constant battle with them. And then on the flip side, there's a totally different type of test. He's not asking about these two specific tests. He's asking in life, which is more difficult? The lifelong test of Lech Lecha, or those moments in life like the Akedah? Which is much more difficult. There's no question that the test of the Akedah was more heightened, was more difficult, was more explosive of a test. Nobody's arguing that point. But it's a local test in that moment of Avraham's life. Like the moment when in everybody's life when our Yitzhar attacks us in a moment and we have to fight that impossible battle of the moment. And the depth of the question of Chazal is, Ma chaviv yoter, what's more beloved by a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Hamilchama hatmidit, the lifelong battle of Lech Lecha, shikashev yoter, which is so incredibly difficult. Maru Chazal, imalei nigduhu, lechananya Mishael veAzaria havei palchin letzalma, sheinyanim elu, shetadir tzarik lilachim mahem, ubichinat nadduhu. Seder, whatever that meant, that he's saying that the continuous struggles in life, is that the more difficult thing? Is that more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's the continuous fight? Or the fights like the Akedah, the test of the Akedah. They're only once in a lifetime. And because of that, they're much more difficult. That a person has to give themselves over completely. Without giving, letting themselves have anything left of themselves. Where a person in that moment has to really get to a place, lechani, my whole being is to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything that I have is for you. Where Avraham Avinu is giving over his most beloved treasure, he's giving over his son to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're taking me. There's nothing more difficult than a test like that. אך המשותף לכל הנסיעות שמבחינת לך לך, שמסביב הסיבות, סביבה מלאב, שעל ידם יגיע על תיקון משמעתו וידו בעלמו. But the bechina of the test of lech lecha is the lifelong test to get there. There are two types of tests, both of which get us to our ultimate destination. There's the times when you're driving cross country, when you have to figure out, you just, it feels like, is it really worth making the drive? Is it really worth another 6 hours in the car? And you start to nod off. Maybe you got to pull over and take a nap. The continuous difficulty? Is it harder to sit? The concept of sitting in the car for 6 hours, is that harder? Or is the 30 minutes when your car breaks down, you have to wait for somebody to pull over and give you jumper cables and get your car started, is that harder? That's the question. One's more heightened, one's more memorable, one's bigger, one's more flashy. But both are difficult in different ways, but both are necessary components to getting you to destination. If you don't keep going, you'll never get there. And if you stop because your car breaks down, you'll never get there. Either way, you'll never get there. Both are necessary elements of the journey. Both get you to that destination, but they're different places, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at them in different ways and expects us to excel in both. V'ne'emar zot b'lashon halicha, and this is said with the wording of halicha, of walking. L'horot shezet tafkido shel yudi, this is the goal of a Jew. L'alechet u'lehitkadem tamid b'darko shel el yudo, to go and to continuously walk toward their goal. That's what makes us human. When we stand there and we say Kadosh, Kadosh, when we in Kedusha, how do we stand? With our feet together. Why? Because what are we trying to be domet to? What are we trying to be like? The angels. The angels only have one foot. Why? Because they're created perfect. They're not. They have no destiny. They don't have to get anywhere. They're created perfectly because they don't have bechirah chofshi. They don't have to work to achieve anything. They're omdim. And those moments we're trying to be like the malachim is people who have perfected ourselves. But we're not omdim. We're greater than malachim because we're holchim. That's what makes us human. And to the extent that we live up to being holchim, that we're walking, that we're journeyers, that we live up to being the wandering Jew, constantly walking around trying to find our destination, trying to get to our ultimate destination, fighting day in and day out to get to that ultimate goal, that's being a Jew, that's being a person. That we have to be holchim. Umiramaz begimal pe'amim shel lashon halicha, and it's hinted to in the three times it uses the lashon of halicha by Avram Avinu. Ki atzivoy lalechet litkadem b'avodat Hashem, the command to keep moving forward in avodas Hashem, shayach bechol tikufot chayav shel ish yudi, it's relevant in every aspect of a Jew's life. Ukimo shegimal pe'amim elu, like these three times in the times in the life of Abraham. What are these three instances? Let's go back over them. There was lech lecha mi'artzecha, shenamar lo od kodem sheichnas l'eretz Yisrael. There was the lech lecha of going, leave behind everything, which was told to him even before he gets to Eretz Yisrael. That's the initial requirement to just go. V'italech lefanai v'yit tamim, walk before me and be perfect. Work towards perfection. Ne'amar lo acharka kashiru kvar ben tzadi tet shanim. That's already when he's 99 years old. To keep walking with me in a way, walk with me in perfection.
Not sure.
And then finally, v'lechal eretz Moriah, go to eretz Moriah. Ne'amar lo b'tekufat hamiucheret yoter. It was told towards the very end of his life. Kishakvar haya b'ziknuto, already at the end of his life. Again, according to some countings, the final test of Avraham. B'chol ha'tekufot tzarich tamid lalechad l'gayim l'krat yudos. Beautifully saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminding Avraham that every moment of life we have to be walking. From the moment we're born, through the journey of life itself, and it doesn't matter how close we seem to be to the end. We're mehalchim till the end. We're fighting till the end. If I'm still alive, I'm working towards perfection. And every single tkufa, every single part of the lifetime of a Jew, we have to constantly be working to get to our destination, to get to our purpose. And it's not just keeping on working to go forward. At every single stage of life, we have a unique thing that we need to accomplish at that stage of life. And that's why over the course of our lifetimes, our capacities change. We get better at certain things and we get worse at certain things. Or we get better at certain things and we learn new things about ourselves that are challenges. Because at every stage of life, there's new things that we need to go further and further and deeper, peel away more and more layers of ourselves. Fix deeper and deeper things within inside of ourselves. And that's why, again, we change it. We're supposed to change over the course of a lifetime. That everybody's given not just everything they need for a lifetime when they're born. At every single step of the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is swapping out one tool for a different tool and giving us the new things that we need to keep going forward in the tikkunim that we're making. Now that we've gotten to this next stage, I'm now shayach to the next tool, to this next gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this next midah, whether it's this next midah, this positive midah to help me get through the next thing, or this negative midah that I now can overcome. V'davar Hashem arishon shematzinu b'torah shedibir HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Avraham, and the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram is, lech lecha, me'artzecha, me'adacham b'tavicha. That's connected to the start of the life of a person. When a person's still young, I think I consider myself within that category also, where we're still in the younger stage of life. When there's all of these things that we want to accomplish, but there's all of these desires and these negative things and these things that are pulling us into the world. And the goal is to break away from all of this. That's the most difficult time in life. That's the most difficult struggle in life, is to break away. And after that tkufa, you've broken away, great. Now that you've sore me ra, now that you've broken away from all of those things, now live actively, walk before me perfectly always. Now that you've worked past the stage of the negative taivas pulling at you, now you have to now not work toward breaking away from the negative taivas. Now you have to work toward achieving perfection. That even if a person gets to a place where they're not sinning, doesn't mean you've reached perfection. I'm no longer doing ra, now asi tov, now build myself to shlemut. Hear the words. Look how strongly he's saying it. The klal here is that in avodas Hashem, it's aser for a person to ever stand. We're not omdim, we're mahalchim. It's aser for a person to be standing still. A person always must be being holeich umitkadem, be walking and moving forward. Every single year of life that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a person, we need to work forward to get farther in Avodas Hashem. And never to stand in place. That's the command, walk before me and be tamim. To keep working to achieve perfection. And the final perfect tikkun, the completion of what we're trying to achieve, is the test of Lech Lecha El Eretz Amoriah, which is the most difficult test. The test that we're only going to be given at the end of our lives, when we finally reached perfection, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, now everything you've achieved, are you willing to give everything up for me? That's that final test. When we call elu atkufot v'nisyonot ha'chayim, mash yudim mitaken b'yimei chayav al yidezem agiel atachlitov yido b'lamo. And every single stage and every single test that a person goes through is fixing and bringing a person closer throughout their entire life to their ultimate goal. And this is one of the main ways that differentiates between spiritual matters and physical matters. In physical things, af im eno holeich shayach she'amod al makamo. In the physical world, even if you're not walking, you can be stationary, you can stand in place. This is not true spiritually. This is not true in our internal world. In the external world, you can stand still. There's no such thing as static life. There's no such thing as standing still in our internal world. Tamid sarich adam lelech litagenim. We always need to be moving forward. V'momed b'mekomo, if a person's standing still, it's a farce, it's a fiction. Hare gufa nechshav lo yirida. Standing still itself is falling down. Standing still itself is slipping backwards. V'inyan ze shayach b'chol tkufa b'chayim. This is in every stage of a person's life. That's true in the earlier stages of life that we're in now, of leaving everything behind, of trying to break away from everything that our society has built into us, and that our homeland has built into us, and that our homes have built into us. And also when we've broken away from that, but this struggle to reach perfection now, internal perfection. And the final test of being able to give up everything that we've achieved for God. We always have to be moving forward in avodas Hashem. Every single day, every day a Jew has to move forward and progress, become something new. Every day of life, we have to be moving forward. Rabbi Nachman drives this home. He says, use the date and times that we have, just because it's easier for us to think in those ways, because cultural realities. There will never be an October 26, 2017 ever again. It's a once in a, not once in a lifetime, it's a once in eternity opportunity. And either we take advantage of that opportunity to move forward, or we miss that opportunity forever. Forever. And we're given that moment to move forward. Every single day a person has to be moving forward. Hein b'mitzvot ma'asiyot va'aseh v'lo ta'aseh. In mitzvot aseh, in mitzvot lo ta'aseh. Vein mitzvot ha'misrot l'lev. And so too things, the internal world of a person, of course, even more so. Kigon va'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, to work on building a deeper love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol levavecha, v'chol nafshecha. V'et Hashem Elokecha tira. Ahavat Hashem, yirat Hashem, alicha b'drachav. Shim eino osik behem la'asigim, areza atzmo nesiga. That if a person isn't working to aspiring to acquire those things, working toward them, then it's a failure in and of itself. Im kein ne'amru kol atzivuim ha'ila b'lashon alicha. And that's why these are given over in the lashon of walking, of moving. Shehoreh HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'avram, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching Avram, the first Jew, and therefore for all Jews, for all generations. Et haderech lalechet Yisrael, l'klal Yisrael, the derech for all of Klal Yisrael. Shemechuyavim tamid, that we're chayav always, leilech leitkadem l'tkayim yudam, to keep moving forward and to fulfill our purpose. She'al yidei zeh yitaknu tikkun nishmatam, through this we fulfill the tikkun of our neshama, fixing our own unique fixing in this world. V'yagiyu el tachlitam ha'gamor be'olamo, and to get to the final purpose of what we're meant to get to in this world. I don't really like to wrap up. I don't even know if I can. I don't know what there is to say. He said everything there is to say. But in my small way, I'll try to just to pull it all together. Is that he's saying here, Lech Lecha, the first words of the first Jew. I keep repeating that because that's it. Everything comes from the Rosh. We daven crazy on Rosh Hashanah because we know the whole year comes from Rosh Hashanah. Everything comes from the Rosh. The Rosh of Yahadut, the Rosh of Klal Yisrael is Avraham. And the Rosh, the first thing that was spoken to the first Jew was Lech Lecha. This is life. Life is Lech. We must be Mahalchim. We must be Mahalchim. And now that I want to be Mahalch, where do I go? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very simple. And the most complicated thing that could ever be. The most simple thing, but the most complicated thing that could ever be. Lech Lecha. Go to you. Don't look at anybody else. Don't take anything that you've received in your life for granted. Don't assume that anything that you've assumed from your culture, from your household, or from what anybody's told you, what you learned in school, what you learned in SEM, what you learned here, there, don't take any of it for granted. Question and ask, just like Avraham Avinu. He spent his whole life asking. He was told, there's a Avodah Zarah, and we sell it because it's the truth. And you know what he spent his whole life doing, saying? He spent his whole life saying, why? Are you sure? He questioned everything to get to the truth. He questioned everything to get to his purpose. He questioned everything to get to his goal. That's what made him Avraham. Is that he never stopped searching. He was a seeker. He was a holich. And he looked to get to the essence, the emes of who he was. To get to the emes of what he was supposed to accomplish in this world. And we wouldn't be here if not, he hadn't made that choice. We wouldn't be here if not for him. And that's mechayev all of us. To always be mahalich. To do the difficult work in our generation, again, a generation which I think feels emptiness like no other generation before, because we're told to run away from any moment of self-reflection and contemplation, to fill ourselves with the noise of iPhones and of streaming and of computers and even sometimes of music and of this and that and the other thing. Anything to feed more into the system, to keep me from having a quiet moment of self-reflection, to figure out who I am. And most of what we're seeing is everybody telling us who they are and us trying to figure out, how do we be like them? Or how do I be an individual like they're an individual? Which means that I'm being nothing but a conformist. That the challenge of our generation is more so than any other generation is we have to get back to being mahalchim, not being static, not being stagnant, not being complacent, not being apathetic, to be mahalich, to us. To recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the biggest gift we could ever have. He gave me. With all of my challenges and all of my issues and all of my beautiful kochot and all of my capacities and all of my potential. I need to understand that because I need to get to my goal. That's why I'm here. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zocha to be mahalchim, to never be complacent, to never stand still in Gashmias and in Ruchnias especially, and to be able to understand who we are so we can be Lech Lecha, to reach our final destination and to reaching our personal destination, each one of us. Allow for the world to reach its final destination. Bezrat Hashem, we should be amen.
Amen.